K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home. The Kansas State University recording on Christmas week, Monday, December 23rd, 2024. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again throughout the whole year of listening to this podcast, whether you've been listening to us from the beginning of the year, in and out, or just very new to this podcast. Yes. We try to cover football all the way through women's rowing. We attempt to all things K-State sports, Spotify, iTunes, get it, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. And we interrupt this basketball season a little bit to talk a little bit about a transfer portal and what I saw on socials. And it's going to be one at a time. So I've seen a lot already, especially yesterday. Women's basketball, it was a big day for K-State women's basketball yesterday. Across the board, on the court, and in the recruiting game. More on that. As I'm a guy, I'm going to record quite a bit here. Football, the day after Christmas, we'll be getting ready for Rutgers the day after. So you got the bowl game. Top of that, we'll have a postcast after that as well. A final reaction of the 2024 football campaign later on this week. So a lot going on here. Safe travels, Wildcat Nation. You're traveling anywhere, I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys will be traveling, whether it's to the bowl game or seeing family and friends. Definitely make sure you have a safe, happy holiday season here in 2024. I know I'm going to go traveling here. At the end of this weekend as well. So yes, to all those who've been listening, especially I'm talking to y'all, Wildcat Nation. Thank you so much again for listening to this podcast all year long. We have continued to see growth despite this being this transition year. Definitely not the best, but not in my eyes anyways, but still seeing the numbers on this podcast continuing, I'm in complete shock. That people take time to listen to this particular podcast. There's so many great content nowadays, and particularly, yes, there's media closer to the team, but outside of that, I mean, we do our best here. So we have our own opinions here in KC, Missouri. Especially you're a Wildcat fan in KC, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, in the midst of all this KU fans and all the Mizzou stuff around here, like I usually say, or usually say here and there on this podcast. But yes, get to some portal talk here. Ohio State dismantled Tennessee in the first round of college football playoff. Why are y'all talking about? Oh God! Oh goodness gracious! This has to come up. So Ohio State. Why I'm talking about Ohio State? Because K-State over the weekend getting a linebacker in a transfer portal. That in the person of, now I only have some of the. I only wrote some of the some key points down. 4-4 Gabe Powers. So remember, you lose Austin Moore, right? To graduation. You lose him, and I don't have the roster. Shame on me. I have the roster pulled up right now, but all I'm saying, all I saw on social this weekend was this. This caught my attention, obviously, because Ohio State, of course, is still playing in the postseason. Gabe Powers signed with K-State, your K-State Wildcats. This was back on Friday night, and this was to On Three's Pete Nichols. He was rated 115th overall prospect in the country, according to On Three, the rankings. And this was back in 2022. Powers spent the last 3 years with the Buckeyes and will have two. And you're also getting him for 2 years of eligibility. So, again, we've seen the growth of Austin Romain. He had a great year this year, Austin Romain, as this past year. You lose Destin Purnell. There, that's the name. That's the name I was wanting to put on this podcast. So use Purnell and Austin Moore to graduation, and you get Gabe Powers coming from the Big Ten. Ohio State, of course, destroyed Tennessee. After I sat here and said, "Well, I sat here and listened to the SEC podcast," and I think Tennessee. Whoever did the podcast for Tennessee Volunteers got a little cocky. We got a little bit too cocky on the SEC preview show. saying they're gonna rope in there, and went is calling Ohio State soft. Well, that did not last very long, but I got that line. They're eating their words. I'm sure they're eating their words this morning. But anyways, Gabe Powers coming over Ohio State. This is huge for K-State. Obviously, we don't talk about recruiting and transfer portal stuff. Well, for an exception of whoever leaves or goes to transfer portal, but all that much on this podcast, we leave it up to the experts. But of course, when a couple updates popped up on the phone, gotta try to get on here and talk about it. 6'4", and Gabe Powers appeared in all 12 games for Ohio State this past year. Only 5 tackles, 2 pass defended, and 1 interception. He returned that pick 29 yards, and that was in the opener. You got to go back all the way to the opener against Akron when he did that as well. And then I got here. I'm going to go ahead and say what he said to Ohio State Nation. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, little transportal update on this episode. Gabe Powers coming to Kansas State. And he'll have two more years of eligibility remaining in college. And he'll take at least for 2025, at least. We got to throw a little caution to the wind here in Manhattan for next spring/football season. Quote, I want to thank all Buckeye Nation for the support I have received through my 3 years here at Ohio State. Powers wrote in his announcement, once he hit the transfer portal, it was a blessing. Been a blessing being a part of Buckeye Nation. After much prayer and talking to my family, I have decided to be in my best interest to enter the transfer portal with 2 years of eligibility remaining. Gabe Powers committed to Ohio State. I have wrote down here back in 22, a 4-star prospect out of Marysville High School. And it's not Kansas. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Ohio. So I know there's a Marysville in Kansas. I know I'm fully aware of that. But this comes Marysville, Ohio, up in Ohio. He was ranked 3rd at the number 9 linebacker in the cycle, according to On3 rating as well. And that's what I wrote down as well. So right now, obviously, we're in the middle of transfer portal season, bowl season, at least. For everybody in the country as well. K-State on the football field will try to close out Rutgers to close out their season, 2024 season, on Thursday late afternoon at Chase Field in Arizona. Another trip for the Cats to the state of Arizona. So you're gonna get a little bit more info on Rutgers throughout the week here as we count you down to the Rate Bowl, which is going to be the day after Christmas. But yes, this was big news coming out of the transfer portal news there. Saw this on from our good friends over at State 785 Sports. Shout out to you guys. Gabe Powers coming to Kansas State for the 2025 season. He does have 2 years of eligibility left. I mentioned that already. But yes, he will come to K-State, where of course K-State will already lost 2 linebackers to graduation. Obviously, Austin Moore, the great Austin Moore, and Desmond Purnell. So you get Gabe Powers to fill one of those spots. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or whenever I have a chance to record K-State content. Again, there's content going to be coming out. I'm recording between now and Tuesday, and there will be content on Wednesday for you guys as well. So if you want to take time out from family or after presents or whatever it is, dinner, lunch, whatever it is you might be doing to listen to this podcast, there will be at least an episode up for you guys on Christmas Day. That's going to wrap things up on this Transfer Portal edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming from Kansas City, Missouri. We will reunite with Alex after Christmas next week. Figured he has stuff going on, so we will reunite, my goodness, with him next week over there on the Podbean app. But in the meantime, you can download the Podbean app now. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. I might jump over there at some point this week to record something over there. So, and then we'll definitely pick back up next week I'll probably end up recording one more before the year. Definitely record one more. I want to record one more show over there before 2024 is a wrap. So, Podbean Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, going into the holiday week here on Christmas week, folks. Go Cats.